This week, Dr. John Stephen Opsahl became the first physician in California to have his license revoked for prescribing drugs over the Internet. The state medical board said Opsahl wrote more than 11,000 prescriptions for dangerous drugs, including controlled substances. He filled prescriptions for 1,500 different patients in just 1 year, 2001. The chief of enforcement for the California Medical Board told the LA Times that his resources are limited. He said he had to reassign the one investigator of Internet cases to more pressing concerns. And we wondered what the general state of enforcement is when it comes to Internet prescriptions, so we've called upon Dr. James Thompson, who's the CEO of the Federation of State Medical Boards. And Dr. Thompson, with one Internet investigator, is California's medical board any less well-staffed in this area than any other state?
Actually, not. However, we have had at least 27 state medical boards that have taken some form of action against physicians for prescribing medicine via the Internet. Those have included 3 licenses that have been surrendered and 5 licenses that have been revoked by state medical boards in 4 different states. The Federation itself has a clearinghouse that has investigated and looked at over 1,000 websites since the inception of our clearinghouse 2 years ago.
Well, first, is it ethical for a doctor to prescribe a drug to a patient on the basis of an Internet questionnaire only, or is the answer to that question it depends on what state he's licensed in?
Actually, no. I think all states would agree that it is an unethical practice to prescribe to a patient to whom you have not established a doctor-patient relationship. And the establishment of that relationship requires a face-to-face meeting. It requires a history and a physical examination and some form of medical record keeping.
However, that certainly doesn't describe the relationship between a lot of people who are writing prescriptions, it seems, for such drugs as Viagra or OxyContin over the Internet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we are moving as quickly as we can to try to identify not only these physicians, but these businesses and pharmacies that are doing what we consider to be an unethical and in many circumstances illegal practice of medicine.
You know, someone who is in the business of an online pharmacy once put it to me, you have to define a doctor-patient relationship in terms of what it is circa 2003. And for a lot of people, that's the relationship with somebody at the HMO you never saw before, but that's your doctor for the day, or it's a nurse there, and it's not the old Courier and Ives version of the house call.
Well, clearly the Internet has opened up opportunities that have forced us to broaden our thinking about the doctor-patient relationship. But even in the circumstances in which you described, we would expect that the patient would at one time or another have had a face-to-face contact, a history and a physical examination with someone within the group of the HMO, and have an established relationship as a patient, which would involve keeping of medical records, sufficient patient follow-up when the drugs are administered, and all those sorts of things that we would expect from our physician and have expected over the years.
What does the Federation of State Medical Boards see as an appropriate role for Internet prescription drug sales?
The Internet can serve as a valuable source of information. It can be an efficient way in which prescriptions can be handled both by physicians and the pharmacies. It, however, needs to be very carefully monitored.
Dr. Thompson, just to go back to the case that I began with, that of Dr. Opsahl in California, was 11,000 prescriptions, does that sound like a record to you, or are there other cases of comparable magnitude that have been brought around the country?
We think that's pretty close to a record. We're unaware of anybody else in our pursuits of these Internet sites.
Well, Dr. Thompson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. James Thompson, who is the CEO of the Federation of State Medical Boards, spoke to us from Dallas.